Of course, the work of keeping our community running has to go on, and that means a lot of businesses are still out there every day doing the same work, and in a lot of cases, more work than they've done before to keep that going. We're joined on the phone right now by Scott Cummings, who is the president of Dynamic Electric, new partner of ours here at WCHL. They're still up and running. They're locally owned and operated. You can find out more about them online at dynamic-electric.com. Scott, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
And this conversation made possible by Dynamic Electric. So tell us, first of all, tell us how you and the company are handling this. What are you doing to keep going, to stay active, and to protect yourselves in the midst of all this as well? Because I know you're working with a lot of folks.
Yeah, I know we're right there with everybody, just trying to get through this. And we are in a position where all of our people take their trucks home. So we were in a good spot to just say, well, everybody, let's isolate. We'll all keep in touch with each other over the phone, and we'll just keep dispatching you there, work by yourselves, and try to maintain as little contact with everybody as possible. Our suppliers are having us call everything in and leaving stuff outside of the door on a loading dock for us. We put a pretty serious regimen in about cleaning all of our supplies, our installations, working with gloves, and maintaining distance from everyone as we get our work done. We're doing our typical spring thing, luckily, which is a lot of outside work, landscape lighting for folks, outdoor outlets, he sheds, she sheds, things like that. People are antsy and want to get their workshops set up. We're doing a lot of generator work for people right now, which is mainly outside. So we're trying to make that shift. We're still doing some emergency service work for folks, keeping people up and running. And those are the times when we have to go inside, try to keep our distance from folks, keep clean, wipe everything down.
Was it difficult to change procedures, or did you find it pretty easy?
Well, we had to really get everybody on board and understand the gravity of the situation, but they were all ready and willing to jump in. So it's been pretty straightforward. We've changed how we operate in terms of taking payments from people, and no more, here's the iPad, here's your swiper, let's talk about it right over top of each other and look at this thing together. It's more we'll shoot you an email from down here at the truck. You can stand on the porch and we'll talk to you. So a little adjustment there, but everybody's been really on board with it.
All those little things. We're speaking with Scott Cummings, again, president of Dynamic Electric, dynamic-electric.com, for more information on them. And Scott, tell us about the company. Y'all are based out of Hillsboro. How long have you been active, and what are some of the services that you offer? You mentioned some already.
Yeah. So I started the business in 2012. We were just part-time then. It was me trying to get everything started up and going, building up a customer base, that kind of thing. Sort of went fully live in 2014 and started building up the business and different services and employees, added all the training that we could to get our people knowledgeable on that. We've since then developed an apprenticeship program where we're really focused on training new electricians. Everybody hears about how hard it is to find tradespeople these days. So we're trying to take those who are ready and willing and make them. So we're missing that. That was one of the things we had to cut as part of our new regimen. We normally meet for a couple hours a week to do in-person training and go over code and best practices and get people just really on the same page about that, do some hands-on training with new systems and, the things that are always changing and updates on the old. So that's a big thing for our business. We've expanded the services that we offer. We're really all about offering just a turnkey solve for all of our customers. It doesn't matter if it's troubleshooting, solving some loose wires that are missing somewhere with some high-tech tracing equipment, or working with around Chapel Hill and Hillsborough, Durham a lot. So we've got these 100 and 200 year old houses where it's a puzzle to work with the homeowners and figure out how to get some updated lighting in there for them. Like I said before, a lot of outside stuff as well, floodlights, power. We've gotten more into generators over the last couple of years. We became a Generac dealer, and we've seen a lot of business that way, a lot of people interested in having a backup for their home when the grid is unreliable in places. Just anything electrical you can think of. Every once in a while, we dip our toes in on the complex commercial side. Had a fun job recently where we wired up a mobile concrete plant. That was one that, we don't do all the time, but pretty interesting thing, going from, like I said, just wiring up somebody's garage or generator for a homeowner to controlling conveyor belts and rock crushers and things like that. We keep it interesting.
Speaking with Scott Cummings, and again, if you all are listening out there, which you are, if you're hearing my voice, then excited to introduce you to Dynamic Electric, new partner of ours here at WCHL. And again, dynamic-electric.com is their website to find out more. So we were talking before we started with Aubrey, our general manager, and you mentioned like being a small business here in a still kind of fairly small local community. It's a little bit like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. What does that mean?
Yeah, I was joking about that and how it's kind of like 3 degrees of knowing a local. it's been fun, since the beginning, and I feel like it just expands every day. But it's been really fun to go back and do work on the homes of my middle school teachers, and we worked with my old school, the Carolina Friends School, to renovate and rewire the kitchen where I took cooking classes as a kid. I feel like talk to any customer out there, and all of a sudden I find out, you're friends with one of our employees, or our carpenters. Everybody just seems to know each other. So that's been one of the most interesting parts of running the business for me, is just finding those connections everywhere, and it always keeps it interesting.
Awesome. Well, again, dynamic-electric.com for more information on Dynamic Electric. Anything else that folks ought to know about you or the business, or where they can get in touch with you beyond the website?
Yeah, you can call our shop. We take text. We take email. We're all kinds of communicative. We stay mainly around Orange and Durham counties, but we go a little bit further for everybody who needs us. So we're out there to help.
Sounds good. Again, dynamic-electric.com for more information. Scott Cummings, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.